Good morning, church family. It is June 7th, 2020, and we welcome all of those that have joined us with this opportunity and thankfulness for the avenue that we have to worship and praise our God here at the Meridian, Idaho, Linder Road Church of Christ. Some announcements. I'm reminded of my brother Fabian when he travels, and I ask about him getting to travel, and he always says, Lord willing. Well, family, Lord willing, we are only 4 weeks away from July 5th, our first intended time for us all to get back together again. We anticipate at that time two services, one at 9, one at 11. We will also include and continue the live streaming. We support in the decisions of those that want to wait back and continue their participation through the e-service method. More information and details will continue to be given over the next few weeks. I'm looking forward to today. Our deacons have joined us for the month of June. Today we have Dave Hornsby that will be reading the scripture, communing with us and directing our minds and our hearts around the Lord's table. Alex Payton, who will give us the closing prayer. Our brother Eric Neville in the back doing the cameras. I also just want to give a special thanks to Dave Rich. The elders have rotated and Dave coordinates all of these efforts. And we're just so thankful for his desire and his love to do whatever's asked of him. Also, Richard is going to bring us another portion of God's good news. Hopefully you were challenged this past week as you look to commit to the God without copping out, without dropping out, and without holding out, but committing to God all out. He charges with. He used a reference of Joshua. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I just pray and hope that each one of you did that individually, as well as we attempt to do that here at the Linder Road Church. Let's begin our worship now with a prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we truly are thankful for this avenue of prayer that we have to lift up and to glorify you, Father, in all things. We know we do not deserve what you have provided us through your Son. His obedience to the finale, Father, as someday he returns as he's overcome the grave. To us, Father, that is our avenue through his blood that we can even approach your throne. We recognize that it's through your grace and through your mercy and through your love for us. Father, we pray that you will be with us as we go through this worship service, that the things that we do, the things that we say will be uplifting to you and all the glory be given to you in all things. Through Christ we pray. Amen.
It thrills my soul to hear the songs of praise we mortals sing below. And though it takes the parting of the ways, yet I must onward go. I hope to hear throughout a numbered days the song earth cannot know. They sing in heaven a new song of to see, see the Master bring a precious crown of light to me, that I may yes, on and where, I want to hear that mighty chorus sweetly sing. I want to hear that mighty chorus sweetly sing.
I want to
hear that mighty chorus sweetly sing. To hear it swell and ring. The sweetest song that earth can ever boast was sung when Christ was born. Yet he who walked the Galilean coast sometimes was sad forlorn. He left the earth to send the Holy Ghost to guide us till that morn. They sing in heaven a new song of Moses and the Lamb.
I want to hear, the angels sing,
sweetly sing,
to bid me
and
welcome,
to welcome me
to mansions bright
and mansions fair.
We now take this time to pray for those requesting petition. We ask that each of you refer to your blue sheets that are sent out each week and use those throughout the week to pray for those in need. I think the best thing would be to start with giving thanks to God for the very fact that He does answer our prayers. One of the highlights that we have as an eldership is to get together and pray for those names on the list, which our God knows each and every one of your hearts and knows your ailments and illnesses. And we're just thankful that He understands and that He looks out for each one of us as the ultimate healer and physician. Let us go to God in prayer this time. Our Heavenly Father, we have those that have provided us their names, Father, that ask for prayers. We're mindful of those that have fell on maybe a new illness. Father, we're mindful of those that have not been feeling well, that have started their recoveries, and we lift those up to You and give thanks for that. Most important, Father, we just give You thanks fact that You are merciful and that You give us grace through Your Son Jesus, and that we know, Father, not because we deserve it, but because You are God. Father, we pray that You'll be with this nation as well. So much upheaval and so many things going on, Father, we just pray especially that You will be with this country, Father. We know that so many, that despite whatever their diversity is or whatever their background is, Father, we know that the answer lies with You, if they just turn their hearts to You and live life for You, it would solve all things. This we pray through the name of Your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Your love is more than my mind can fathom, Lord, and I know Your love is more than the highest heaven, more than forever. Before creation You knew my name. You formed my life in Your hands. You breathed in me and I came to life.
Good morning. This morning's scripture reading is going to be from Psalms 95, verses 1 through 7. O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods, in whose hand are the depths of the earth. The peaks of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for it was he who made it, and his hands formed the dry ground. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand.
Christ above me, Christ beside me, Christ within me, ever guiding, Christ behind me, Christ before, Christ my life, my Lord. Bread of life from heaven, lover of my soul, peace of God so
Welcome to the services this morning as we gather this morning to partake of the Lord's Supper. In Isaiah 53, verses 5 and 6, we read, "But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." The death of our Lord wasn't an accident. It wasn't something that man had determined. God's eternal plan for Christ to come and be sacrificed for us and die for our sins. On that faithful night, Christ instituted the Lord's Supper in order for us to remember his sacrifice and to rely on him for our salvation. He gave us this memorial so we would not forget. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we read, "The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and we had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which was broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.'" This is how we remember the suffering the Lord did for us. We gather this morning and proclaim our faith in this deed to the world each time we partake in the supper. When we partake of the unleavened bread, we picture the Lord's body hanging there, suffering in anguish and pain, taking the punishment that was ours. And as we drink of the fruit of the vine, we envision his blood, which was poured out for us to cleanse us from our sins. We remember that our Lord gave up heaven to come to this earth. We remember that Jesus died for us. We remember the humiliation, the crown of thorns, the terrible scourging that left his back raw and bleeding. We remember the nails driven into his hands and feet, and we remember the cross that was raised and dropped into the hole. We remember as our Lord hung on the cross how the people mocked him and shamed him and made fun of him as he was dying. But we also remember the spirit of forgiveness that Jesus had as he was being crucified when he said in Luke 23, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live in righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Let us pray for the loaf. Father in heaven, we're so very thankful for the blessings that you've given us in our lives, that you created this world, you created us and put us here, and that you gave us your Son. He came to earth, and he suffered and died so that we would have a sacrifice for our sins. Be with us this morning, Father. Bless this loaf as we partake, that it may give us strength, may give us courage, and that we may receive forgiveness of our sins. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray for the fruit of the vine. Father, again, we come to you in thanksgiving to show how grateful we are as we gather around and remember Jesus and his sacrifice. We pray now that you will bless this fruit of the vine, which represents the blood that Jesus shed for us, that we may be cleansed by it, that we may be found pure in your sight. Father, please forgive us our sins. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. That concludes the Lord's Supper for this morning. As is our custom, we've set aside this time to take up a collection for the saints. However you make your contribution, whether electronically or by check or cash, it doesn't matter. We're going to pray this morning for that collection. Would you pray with me, please? Father in heaven, we're so very thankful again for all of the opportunities that you've given us. We're thankful, Father, for the lives that we've been allowed to live, for the people that we've been able to come into contact with. Thankful for the livelihood that you've given us. We pray, Father, that you will be with us and help us to truly look at what you've given us, and that we can set aside, lay by in store from our finances, that we can give them this morning, and that this will be used to further the church here in Meridian, Idaho, as we support missionaries around the world. We support missionaries and preacher students and preachers here in the United States. We can do all that we can to spread your word. Father, please bless this giving. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and his solemn with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, he made it, and his hands form the dry land. And his hands form the dry land. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and exalt him with music and song. For the Lord is a great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, he made it, and his hands form the dry land. And his hands form the dry land.
Morning, everyone. It's good to be able to come together to spend some time worshiping God together with one another, and even though we are separated by some distance, to be able to know that through this technology we can be united in spirit as we spend time around the Lord's table, as we offer up prayers to God to adore him and to honor him, but also to pray for those who are in need. Of course, just to be able to come to God and to spend some time in his word is a blessing as well. And so I just want you to know that I appreciate you all so much, and want you to know that, as Shelby Crowder would say, that you are so precious, and that these moments together are really important to us, and I know that they are important to God. Last week, I spoke to you about the subject of commitment. So let me begin by just asking you this question. What would you say that you are most committed to? And following up with that question there, I would say to you that people are committed to all kinds of things. For instance, you might notice this picture behind me is a picture of Bailey Hill, formerly Bailey Patterson. And this is an event where she was over studying abroad. And while she was there, she decided to do some bungee jumping. And so she allowed him to strap her to the end of a bungee cord around her waist and so forth. And then she jumped off the end of that platform and, of course, went to the end of the bungee cord. And I thought that was really interesting that she'd do something like that. But I thought to myself, if she really was to be brave, she would have allowed him to strap it just around her ankles, and then she would have dove off head first. Just saying, that's probably just me. So let me ask you this question here. As you think about what Bailey Hill did there, would you say that she is committed, or would you say she ought to be committed? Well, I'll leave that for you to decide on your own what you think about that. Or how about this person here? This is Dana Welch. Dana Welch, she allowed herself to step out of a perfectly functioning airplane. The thing was doing great, and she jumps out of the airplane with a guy strapped to her back. I mean, that takes a lot of at least something to do that. And, of course, you see that there is this big smile on her face, but that didn't happen until after the parachute opened, and then she was all smiles. So let me ask you this question. Would you say that she is committed or ought to be committed? Well, when it gets right down to it, she really was committed, because once you step out of the airplane, you are committed to whatever happens from that time forward. The same with Bailey Hill. Well, let me ask you this other one, or at least let me share with you another guy who is committed. This fellow, as you look at him, doesn't seem like all that much of a guy, but his name is Alex Hanold. He is a legend when it comes down to mountain climbing, or climbing what is called big walls. And what makes him stand out among all the other mountain climbers or great wall climbers or big wall climbers is the fact that he is a free soloist. And what that means is that he climbs without any kind of help. He climbs without any kind of partner. He climbs without any kind of rope being attached to him or any gear. The only thing that he climbs with is with his hands and the strength of his fingers and his feet. And that is it. What he does is absolutely incredible. And so here you see a picture of him hanging from a rock. No ropes are attached to him. And that's just, I mean, that is incredible. Here you see a picture to my left and maybe to your right of him climbing up El Capitan through an easy part of El Capitan as he uses a large crack to wedge his hands and his feet in. The picture to my right is him climbing Half Dome in Yosemite. And there he's taken a break. He's such a slacker. He's taken a break on this small ledger as he continues to go up the side of Half Dome.